It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello.
Into the Counting House. And she is accompanied by one of their clients today. The
always
lovely.
Bring a client.
Absolutely.
Right. Always bring a client.
Yeah.
This is Sarah, also known as Sarah, probably the way you're pronouncing
Sarah.
It today.
There's a song about her. K Sarah, Sarah.
That's about Sarah.
Well, it would be if that was her name, but it isn't, it isn't. Obviously.
Oh, is it not?
Obviously, I've brought with me today the lovely Sarah Paul from Westernhanger Castle, which is a beautiful venue that we've all been to.
Absolutely.
The Highworth guys behind us have had their prom there.
Yeah.
You and I have been there numerous times.
We stayed forging the future there.
I had my business photo taken in the grounds of, as I said to you, and little Dodsey went there when she was only 6 days old for a concert.
There you go. You can't knock it. And yet we've got someone very quiet in the corner. Have you been?
No, I haven't, but I'll be putting it right.
Well, on your way home for afternoon
Absolutely.
Tea.
Yeah, have you been? Have you been? Yeah, good.
How are we doing? Full house,
yeah,
pretty
it's
much.
Very good.
Just one person
hiding in the corner. I also know someone last year who occasionally co-presents this show that turned up at Westernhanger Castle out of the blue and blagged a bottle of champagne on the grounds that it was her birthday.
It was her birthday.
Mm.
And she had a lovely bottle of champagne underneath the tree.
And she did. And she tweeted some photographs of it as well.
Wow.
Cool.
Sarah. She has no shame, that woman.
No, she hasn't. That is very true.
Drink and food, she's there.
Yeah, yeah. You can't. I tried to shame her once about the amount of Prosecco she drank for breakfast, but she just didn't want to know.
There's no other way to have cornflakes.
Absolutely. So, yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Sarah Paul back onto the Business Bunker Show. Haven't seen you for a while, Sarah. The owner of Westernhanger Castle, which is an absolutely gorgeous place. It's a fabulous event. You tend to specialise in weddings, but you do lots of other things there too.
We do. We do school proms, as Highworth know. They've had their fifth year and sixth form ball with us this year. We also do birthday parties, christenings, you name it, we do it really. Mm. And we're looking forward to Flicknick at the end of the month, which is a whole family show.
Cool.
What's it called again?
Flicknick.
Flicknick.
Where did that name come from?
That was something
in
sent
Sarah's
in
Sarah's head.
that was something sent in by a listener just to confuse me. Flicknick.
And
I could get in big trouble with Flicknick. I really
could. You could.
Yeah. And the most delicious afternoon teas.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nettie's had a few afternoon teas with us now. With always a goodie bag or doggy bag to go home.
I get a doggy bag to go home because I can never manage it all. But also, it's absolutely delicious. And it's such a great place to just take, like we did last time we came to you, me and our boss at Riff, we wanted to take a couple of clients out for a chat. What a lovely venue to use. You can sit in one of the small rooms, have afternoon tea, support a local business. And it's nice.
Sign it off as marketing or whatever.
I just need to read a tweet because this is important because they're concerned about this. It is from Athelbray.
Okay.
And they say, Paul, we did invite you.
but you don't like us, so you didn't come. No, no,
no. No, it says, thanks for the shout out, but we actually did invite you to the birthday party, but it actually clashed with you being
on the
show.
Well, that was their first mistake then.
Do you know
who has
really
an event on a Tuesday at lunchtime?
Do you know what? Can I just say something, Paul? I was on that show with you last
and
month.
And you still went. Oh,
I went to the party. Some people obviously need early nights.
Yeah, but I do another show straight after this one. That's why. Well, not
no,
straight after this one.
Don't.
Yes,
it's
I do.
All made
I
up. Keith, don't believe a word.
I do the new potato show. Well, thank you for the invite, Keith, and I'll come to your next one, which will be,
21st, probably.
Which
21st.
They won't invite you to because you didn't bother going to the last one.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There we go.
Too late.
Anyway, back to Sarah, because there's one other thing that Sarah's been up to this year at Westernhanger Castle, which was behave.
I know, they're having other conversations.
She's in a frivolous mood today,
she
isn't
is,
she?
She is, yes.
It's because it's summer and, you know, it's all.
She's dressed for summer, though.
She is dressed for summer. Well, partially dressed for summer. You have to be here to see this, listener. Sarah, what I want to talk to you about is the concerts that you staged.
Yes, we had Beverly Knight.
You did
with
indeed.
Us on 18th of June.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic, isn't it?
It was. And she was gorgeous, Beverly Knight, and she actually came down to Channel Radio and talked to us. She gave us an interview on Channel Radio, which was lovely, and she reverted to her Wolverhampton accent, which really threw me, no end. It's beautiful, not that there's anything wrong with a Wolverhampton accent, but she's got this beautiful singing voice.
You started and, that and then thought, where am I going with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, no, but, no, but,
but yes.
But she rocks up with a really, really broad yes. black country accent and it really threw me for a little while, but yeah. she was lovely. She was absolutely gorgeous. And you had a Motown classic and all kinds there, haven't you?
We've had Motown Magic. We've got ABBA in October.
The ABBA?
Not the ABBA.
Oh, right.
But it is an ABBA tribute with Three Quarter Mill.
What do you mean, the ABBA?
Well, the real ones.
Well,
you
know,
Barney and,
alive,
Barney and Benny
being
and,
them anymore,
and,
ha-
and Harrod and all the rest of it.
they won't be the real people anymore. They go off and do other things, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they'd be about 100.
They most probably would come because it's the castle.
Yeah, exactly.
But it is a little bit out of my budget, I think, for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Beverly was stretching it.
Yeah.
But I think
she was brilliant,
weather,
though. She was absolutely
good.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
So you've got, have you got Bjorn again? Is that who you got?
Bjorn again.
Oh, they are good,
actually. He's one of my friends, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So who have you got, the ABBA lot?
We've just got the ABBA tribute.
Right.
Which is a three-course meal plus dinner, £36.50. So can't really go anywhere for £36.50 and include an ABBA tribute with it. So
absolutely.
And when did you say that is?
It's in October. Oh. I've got a holiday.
You didn't say when it was. I thought I must have missed
it. She was avoiding that.
She was avoiding it because she couldn't remember.
It's in 2 months.
Love it.
So for those listeners that don't know, and there can't be many, but for those that don't, tell the listener a little bit about Westernhanger Castle, about the place itself. You know, there's lots of events that go on. It is possible to hire it for different functions, and most of us here have had a function of one kind or another, probably different functions. But tell people about the castle itself and the setup there.
So the castle dates back to 1035.
What, this morning? Sorry,
I'm in a from that one.
Yeah, I'm in a frivolous
Ignore
mood
him.
Now.
He'll
Sorry,
go away. Yeah. Pretend he's not there. Sarah.
So it's Norman. Is
it's
what
Norman,
we're saying.
Yes,
the King Canute. What we're calling it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who believed that he could stop the sea coming in? I believe.
Canute.
So King Canute. Nuts. There's a statuey thing or whatever in Knutsford to him. How did he get all the way across the country like that then?
King Canute owned lots of properties.
Yeah. Oh, he really? Was king of the entire place, you know.
Oh, I suppose.
He wasn't just king of Westernhanger.
But where was this water that he held back? Which part of the country was that?
Hive.
Was it really not? No, the sea's not that high. It wasn't even that high then, was it?
No, that's not the point. Let's educate her.
Sarah, the sea was actually in further than it is today.
I know it was, yeah, but I didn't think it was as far as
Canute,
the castle.
Canute, who was one of the early kings of the entire kingdom,
yes.
was actually a Viking.
Yes.
And his name is actually spelled C-N-U-T, Canute. Yeah. And it was a metaphor. Even as the most powerful man in Northern Europe, what he was trying to tell his courtiers, even though he was that powerful, he could not command the tide to stop coming in. And to prove it, he took his throne down to the beach at Hythe and went, stop coming in, and he got wet. So it was a metaphor to say that you can't, no matter how powerful you are, you can't control everything.
That is actually true. Yeah.
Follow that, Sarah.
I'm just concerned about the Hythe bit, that was all.
Why?
Well, I wouldn't have heard of it before, having lived here for so long.
Because he Not lived in Westernhanger Castle, and that's the nearest beach, isn't it?
Okay.
In it.
All right. Okay. I believe you.
We'll have to embrace you on one of our tours.
Yes.
They're very
yes.
good. I've done the
well,
tour.
One of the many things I loved about Westernhanger is you've also got a full-scale replica of HMS. Is it HMS or Discovery anyway?
It's the Discovery.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing to actually have that in my front lawn.
Yeah. As you do.
As you do.
Just got this boat on my front lawn. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a boat, it's a ship, Paul.
It's a ship. But it's a full-scale replica, isn't it?
It is. So that actually sailed from America to us in 2008.
Right.
Just before it was given to us.
Okay.
So we're very lucky to have that. And we've got so much history that we can't stress enough to come down for tours and afternoon teas and things. Mm. Our historian Viv is just absolutely mind-boggling the things that she knows.
So can I ask you a question, because this is something that's always intrigued me about Westernhanger Castle, is about when you can go and when you can't go. Because in the olden days, when I used to know of the castle, it was like just events and that was it. And I've seen things advertised since, but you know, if you're, because I live in Hythe, obviously very close, I wouldn't know when you were going to be open and I could come and see you.
Basically, we do everything by pre-booking. So we had a tour today. We had a tour yesterday, but obviously we've got a wedding on Thursday, so we wouldn't be actually open on Thursday.
People tramping through the wedding. Don't mind us, carry on.
I do.
clambering around, yes, as they say, the vows. So we always say just check the website or actually phone us. Most of the time it's either myself or Debbie that answers the phone to be able to give people opportunity to come down. But we've got tours on Sunday. We've got afternoon tea on Sunday as well. So,
and is this throughout the year or more in the
throughout the year? We're really trying to push the tours this year. As I say, Viv is absolutely amazing. She does tours down at Dover Castle as well. And obviously Dover Castle and Western End Castle have got lots of connections with Henry II and Fair Rosamond.
Well, I'll be sending my mother-in-law along. She's always looking for things to do when her visitors come. So that's really good to know. I think we need to keep talking because they're talking to each other now. So let's pretend we're hosting the show and we'll just go.
We were so bored with Joe, weren't we? We fell asleep.
I was trying to see if we were going to get a word in. I was going to throw something at you.
Yeah,
because I thought if Joe keeps on talking, we'll forget Sarah's even here in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
I was talking with Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking with the guest, just to be clear.
It was very interesting on what you're asking.
And the question I always have to ask is, for other people listening, why would they come to you or how could they come to you? How could they use your services? I thought it was a very relevant question.
Absolutely.
But I'll shut up now then.
I would.
Well, on that, we're actually approaching all the schools in Kent to come down and actually learn about the history, because I think that a lot of people don't actually know about us.
Absolutely.
And we are an ancient monument and we are a Grade 1 listed building and we are very unique, because normally you get Grade 1 or ancient monument. You don't normally get the both.
I was going to make a really horrible joke about ancient monuments, but you know what? I'm not going to. I don't want to go there because I don't want to get punched. Talking of which, anyway.
What's this about to move to me?
Anyway, moving on, I just want to talk to Nettie a moment. Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting.
Hello.
Hello, Nettie, who is definitely not an ancient monument. She is not.
She feels like one.
I just want to get an update from you about the kind of things you're up to, because you've got some exciting plans coming for the rest of this year.
Always got things going on. First of all, before we talk about that, I'd really like to say it was so interesting listening to Ben and Emma's story earlier.
Absolutely.
And also Paul, and it made me think of something that I often think about. I often say about surrounding yourself with the right people, talking practical advice. Sarah hears me banging on about it all the time. But it is that thing about it's important to listen to the old and the young. You make the point about the young, but actually I'm not calling him old, but with Paul's experience talking to these people, it's about that two-way
balance.
Bit.
It's a balance. Yeah.
There's so many older people who've been in business for years that have got some fabulous stuff to tell that people sometimes dismiss them as well, and I think it's really important.
You're absolutely right. It's always about a balance, isn't it? Because people with vast experience have learnt a lot, but young people have new ideas and fresh approaches to bring. So it's definitely a balance.
And they come without
luckily, that luggage. I bridge both of those. But
and we laughed.
Because I'm in a second childhood, basically.
I didn't know you'd left the first one.
Oh, right, that's true.
But and obviously, it's lovely to have Sarah with me here today. And Sarah and I work quite closely, really, don't we? Looking at what you're doing. And
always the support there. Quick email. Normally then follows up with a phone call.
But that's fine, because I've always said that business is about good practical advice. All
absolutely.
Businesses at
yes,
the end
absolutely.
Of the day are the same. And you work really hard in your business and you deserve the success. It's as simple as that. But you've got to be able to talk to people and surround yourself with the people.
I just need to say, because I do know Sarah and I've known her for a long time, what a fabulous job she's done since she took over Westingham Castle. It was fairly moribund when she took it over, I think that's fair to say. Mm-hmm. And she really has put it on the map big time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And we need to keep it there and build that map, don't we, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, one of the things I was going to say is one of the big plans I've got for later on this year is the 17th of November, a date for your diary, which is the second UN-conference.
Wow.
Not a conference.
An UN-conference.
Because we're non-traditional accountants, so we do things in non-traditional ways. And we're teaming up, I believe you're joining us for part of the day, Paul, and we're teaming up with Canterbury City Council and some other people whose names I can't announce yet because I'm waiting for their confirmation. But last year, if you remember, we kicked off with a Grammy Award-winning singer, and it was all about entrepreneurs and the story and the Kent stories and all the people who telling their story about their business. Not necessarily our clients, but people that we work with, we sign post to, and we hear those great stories in Kent, and we've got some fabulous businesses here.
It was scary, wasn't it? Because it was the first time we did it, and it's a conference with no agenda and no speakers and a whole day to fill.
And it was so full, we couldn't actually contain it.
So when I walked out on the stage for the first time and said, would anybody like to speak? We were really in the lap of the gods, but as it turned out, we were...
We sat there trying not to look nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Please embrace this idea.
Yeah, but luckily...
Well, you know what? People knew that if they didn't speak, Paul would spend the whole day talking.
I know, that was the threat.
And I was running around locking the doors to keep them in.
Yeah. It's either 8 hours of me telling you silly stories or somebody's got to do something useful. And luckily they rose to that challenge.
They really did. And we had some fabulous speakers to the point that this year we've already got people booking in who want to be the speakers because they know about it.
Yeah.
So whether you are a speaker telling your story or you want to just go and listen to some really good business owners in Kent, I would welcome everybody because a lot of them told their failure story as much as they told their success story.
Absolutely.
And if they hadn't failed at this, it wouldn't have made them learn to do this. Mm. And it was so, you know, nobody does it where it goes like that.
You can't do that on the radio. She just raised her hand in a trajectory that goes from the bottom left to the top right.
That's
the one. Just to be clear.
I was just going to say a Nazi salute, but, you know, which is much more graphic, to be honest.
So you don't want me doing hand signals
on
the
radio? So what does it go like normally? Now she's moving her hand in a...
I'm sitting on my hands now. No, businesses very rarely go straight into a really good profit. They always have peaks and troughs. And that can be for a million and one reasons. Sometimes the troughs are purely because you've been so busy, you've not had time to market for the bit that's coming up. It can be as simple as that.
Yeah.
And other times it's because you've taken your eye off the ball or you've gone off at a tangent or you've done whatever. And it's really hard sometimes to pull it all together properly.
Absolutely.
And be successful straight away. Everybody will have a story that will have some sort of bit that went wrong in it. Probably.
Well, I think the nice bit about an unconference and that... more informal style is that you get the real story as well. You don't get the marketed, polished PR version, which
absolutely.
You sometimes get when you go to conferences. So.
And that was the beauty of last year, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely.
It really was. There was people coming out almost looking like they were worn out and harrowed listening to these people who'd really succeeded, but listening that it actually motivates people to believe they can do it too.
And just so that you know, I assume we're going to have a fairly similar setup. What we did is each of the potential speakers gave a very quick overview of what they were going to talk about. Then you could choose to go and listen to them in more depth. So there were lots of different things going on in different parts of the lodge. We were at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, which is a fabulous location.
Yeah, we're
as
there
well.
Again this year.
Yeah, and it's in the same location. So basically, you heard an overview from each of them, and then you chose to go and pursue one or two or three of them in more depth and listen to what they had to say. Fantastic day. 17th of November.
17th of November, and I believe it's Global Entrepreneurs Week, so we will be doing it then.
Absolutely.
Well. And it would be great to have all of you people there. I mean, I'd love to see some of the students doing the enterprise
it'd be brilliant.
Stuff because it tells those real stories about business.
Like a blag a day off school as well.
Probably.
What's not to like?
You can't knock it, can you? Yeah. But also that bit about if you're not actually telling your story, you can get so much from listening to other people's.
Yeah.
And that is so key because when you're working as a business owner, and I'm sure Sarah, you'll endorse this, sometimes it can be quite lonely.
Yeah.
And it's that bit of going to listen to other people and listening to how they've done something can really make a difference.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It is very lonely, especially if you don't get invited to things.
Oh, bless her. Or you get invited and just don't go.
Yeah, just don't turn up. Yeah.
Pretend you're busy.
So, unconference, do get along to it. It was brilliant last year. It was very well attended last year, but it's going to be even bigger this year.
Well, last year it was a try it, wasn't it? And I think we had about 70 odd people turn up. This year I really hope there's over 100. Yeah. There will be a small fee this year because we've got to cover some costs, but it won't be massive. But it's actually just about doing something differently. And that was what was so embraced last year.
Absolutely.
And it won't be the same this year. It's going completely bigger, different, off-piste, whatever
you want
to call it.
So what time does it start, Letty?
Oh, yeah. Let's reach for a notepad.
While she's doing that, you could tell them about your ABBA night. We've got the details now, thanks to Paul.
Yeah, go for it. Because we're kind of fast running out of time and we've got loads to still cover.
So we've got the ABBA night on the 21st of October.
Oh, the 21st of October, is it?
21st of October.
Is that when you're back
from holiday? No, I'm back before that. Back at the beginning of October. After a nice 2 weeks in Australia.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're not going in a boat?
No.
Okay.
It would take me 6 months to get there.
I was going to say, that would be some rowing, wouldn't it?
And it starts at 7 o'clock for food to be served at 7:30, right the way through to midnight. So get your dancing shoes on and fabulous. Come down and dress up.
And just to finish on that while Nettie's getting her notes out, give us a shout out for your website so that people can find out all about Western Hanger Castle.
So it's www.westernhangercastle.co.uk and it's W-E-S-T-E-N. There's no R in it, as people pronounce.
It's West End.
Western. Is that what people do? Western.
Yeah. Western. Western. and if you want to have a look round, then just email tours@westernhangercastle.co.uk.
And there is a Twitter handle, which is slightly different.
The Twitter handle is @SP Wedding Events. And that was because my old company before I bought this back in 2015 was SP Wedding Events. So that's why my Twitter handle
But the funny thing is, if you search for it on Twitter, if you search under Western Hanger Castle, it does bring it up. So Western Hanger, EN, Western Hanger Castle or SP Wedding Events.
Yep.
Sarah, it's a fabulous thing you've done there. You've really turned around the whole thing. You've put Western Hanger Castle on the map. It's one of the prime venues, certainly in Kent, for a lot of the things that happen, both corporate and enjoyment and entertainment. And it's also still a very high-class, special wedding venue as well. So, well done.
Lots of weddings at the moment, lots of weddings. Especially on our Facebook page. Nettie keeps stalking me.
Does she? Is she thinking of getting married again?
I don't think anyone would want me.
Yeah.
It's just, I like to look at the cakes and decide which ones I like.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You drool over the cakes, yeah.
That reminds me, we should give a shout out for Sally Laker. Her cake was in Hello this week, wasn't it?
Sally for cakes. Good point, Joe. Sally for cakes, that's her Twitter handle. Whitstable based. Cake maker. She made Greg Wallace's wedding cake, and it was in Hello magazine. So yeah, nice one. Thanks
great
for reminding me of that.
Really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's great, and I think Sarah's venue is coming on. We enjoy working together, don't we, Sarah?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's good fun, and it's that whole bit of just talking to each other, looking at it. Business isn't always smooth, and it's about working together and doing what you can for your clients and
absolutely
so on.
Absolutely.
Unconference is 10 till 4:30 this time.
Brilliant.
It's got bigger.
So I've got to get up too early.
No. You've got to get a parking space in Canterbury.
Get the bus. Get the bus.
We just all go to Fruitworks.
Come
to Fruitworks.
There.
Yeah. We haven't got a car park either, so. That's that little plan out the window. But you're welcome to come to Fruitworks beforehand. But, listen, guys, we're fast running out of time. So thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure once again to talk to Sarah Paul, lovely Sarah Paul, the owner of Western Hanger Castle, one of the best venues for events in Kent, if not the southeast, if not the world. It's a fabulous place with a load of history. And it really is just worth visiting just for the sake of visiting because it's a gorgeous place. Mm-hmm. And the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting, organisers of the up-and-coming Unconference on the 17th of November at the very, very auspicious time of 10 a.m.
Absolutely. So you can go to work first and do your emails.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what entrepreneurs do.
What's not to like?
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.